The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, a divided America is struggling to be one nation under God.
We can have some real tense moments. She is a tough little gal. Don't let those little dimples fool you. She is strong. And sometimes we don't agree.
James and Betty share their desire to see one nation truly under God. Next.
I want to welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robison. We're continuing a message that God put so heavily on my heart and on Betty's heart that we came up here and just really delivered it. It's found in Jeremiah chapter 2. You might just want to run get your Bible right quick and just open it. We're going to be taking you through several passages. Betty shares, I think, some of the most important moments with our viewing audience that she has ever shared. And I'm looking forward to you hearing that. These are things God impressed upon her heart in her devotional time in the mornings with the Lord. But it really is, it's to all of us. I've written a book with Jay Richards titled Indivisible. We'll gladly send it to those of you who'll simply help us rescue people out of the sex trafficking and literally sexual bondage, children that are being taken. And we're going to send it to you, but what God put on our hearts to share, I really do believe, is the hope for our nation. It is a return to God and His wisdom. And this is what Betty and I are sharing with you. And I pray you'll be blessed as you hear me share my heart and Betty share hers. I believe this is what God wants you to hear and others that you love to know. I don't want it to be too late for anyone. I don't want anyone to miss what God has for them. I don't want you to miss eternal life through Jesus. I don't care if you're a Catholic. I don't care if you're Protestant. I don't care if you're a Baptist or Pentecostal. What you are, the way to heaven is narrow, and Jesus says it's through me. Now, that's His statement. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The only way you get to the Father is through me. I really believe Him. And I believe there are a lot of people who have faith in a supreme being and in God who don't know Jesus, and I want to honor them and respect them and love them, and I will. And I know there are people who claim in various faiths, like Catholic or Protestant, who we believe in God and we believe in Jesus, and we're going to have theological differences. I mean, we've got over 300 different Baptist groups alone, for heaven's sake. It's not because we're so godly. It's because we just find something we disagree on and we go build another fortress. And this is really too bad. Because this is not what Jesus wants. He wants us to come together. Part of what I see, Betty, I see this sorrow of this, you know, standing at the door of our hearts to come in and then the door being closed where you can't enter back because you've waited too long. I also see Him inviting us into the abiding presence of His glorious power and blessing. I mean, to live in the presence of the Lord is to live in the blessing of the Lord and in the will of God. And I see people who are waiting too long. It's like our nation, I really believe this is the most critical year. I've been alive 68 years. I believe the decisions we make this year, and quit looking at candidates. Here's what you've got to look at. We right now, we have opposing forces of light and darkness. We really do right and wrong, not right and left, right and wrong. We have opposing worldviews where either God is at the top or man is at the top, where we literally, now think about what I'm saying, we are going to put God on top and leave Him there and see Him as our source and need divine providence, as our founders understood it, to direct our steps, or we're going to go back to Pharaoh, to some form of worldly power that we put in place and that we erroneously trust and find ourselves in bondage, just like they did in the Soviet Union. Just like we're seeing nations in Europe who are drifting totally into being under the control of ungodly forces. And we're seeing the same thing happen here. It really is serious. And so that's why when God got my attention the other day, and when Betty and I began to pray and she began to share, and here she is tracking in Jeremiah, and God said, look at Jeremiah 2. This is where America is. And you need to say what I said through Jeremiah. what I said through Joshua and Caleb. Let me continue in this second chapter. Look at what he said when he's talking about the land being laid waste. Verse 18, what are you doing on the road to Egypt to drink the waters of the Nile? What are you doing on the road to Assyria? Egypt and Assyria represented symbolically in the Old Testament a picture of the world and the world's systems and the world's ways and the world's values. What are you doing going back to Egypt? Why are you going back to Pharaoh to drink the waters of the Euphrates? Rather than what God gives, you're going back to the old ways that were wrong. You were delivered from that bondage to this world and dependence on the world to a trust and dependence upon God. And I could drive the enemies out. And I led you into a land of promise and provision and blessing, flowing with milk and honey, so that you could be blessed and be a blessing. But be careful. He warned in Deuteronomy. Don't you boast. Don't you become proud. Don't you think, look what I've done, or you'll find your way back into bondage. Your own wickedness will correct you, your own apostasies, your lack of faith and confidence in divine truth will reprove you. And know and see that it is evil and bitter for you to forsake the Lord your God. Do you realize that our schools, our academic community has been teaching for years, and it's government schools. Everything we submit to a Pharaoh-type power is going to come back in judgment on us. We are teaching, and it's our money. You know, a lot of you people say, well, we want some people to pay for all the responsibility, but you pay for the education. Everybody does. Let me tell you one of the major lies we bought into. When you try to teach the majority of the population that they can live at the expense of a smaller part of the population, you have been feeding a class warfare that is going to explode beyond anything you ever imagined. But in the process, here's the sad thing. While you're doing this, while you're making an enemy out of those people who are succeeding, and there is no justification for greed, no justification for being self-absorbed and not caring about others. Jesus said, you're a fool. You successful farmer, you build bigger barns and store your wealth and care nothing about others. You're a fool. That's what you are. We've got a lot of people who have been successful because of the freedoms that we enjoy. Their greed and their selfishness must be corrected by repentance and a change of heart. But the ability to get wealth, the freedom that we have, that's a blessing of the Lord. The opportunity that we've been given in a free country, protect it. Don't see it as an enemy. And don't always be trying to put the responsibility on someone else. Betty, we are going to have an emphasis on the wounded warriors. I tell you, some of the most moving things that I see on television are these soldiers without an arm and maybe with a prosthesis trying to hold a child. Maybe their legs off and they're out trying to play with their kids. And I just say, God, I want to help them. I've been meeting with people to find all the different ways we can help them. But, you know, I think it's sad that everybody in America wouldn't just say, well, if we're going to do something nationally, we're going to do something through our government for our veterans, if there's anything we all do together, are you listening to me? Everybody, let's find a way we can have a part in taking care of these precious families. Why can't we Americans quit dividing the rich and the poor, the left and the right, and the Democrat and Republican? Why can't we be Americans? Listen to me. If Christians here, if you understand indivisible, when the people of God come together, if we become an answer to the prayer of Jesus, that we be one with the Father, get under the shelter and shadow of the Almighty. Let the Good Shepherd direct our steps. We get under the Father and then recognize that the Father wants a family, and we begin to be a family of faith, a family of believers, and we come together in holy harmony. Jesus said, this is his prayer, perfected in unity, supernatural unity. That does not mean that you never find a point at which you disagree. This is part of the indivisible aspect of our founders. Some of them understood God so fully and completely. But you've got a Jefferson, you've got a Franklin, you've got a Thomas Paine. They didn't see it all the same. But they saw things that mattered, and they saw the foundation we had to stand on because they came together, indivisible. And the way they came together was the result of great preaching and the great witness of Christ. That's the reason the Jewish people were welcomed and safe and secure, because this Father, Father God, gave us such love and such harmony that we could bring diversity together in the most miraculous fashion the world has ever seen. But wait a minute. Jesus is still saying, I'm asking all people who know me to come together in such supernatural unity that the whole world will know you're my disciples because you love one another, not because you always agree. Betty and I will soon be married 50 years. Won't be long.
Won't be long.
Boy, it's great. Let me tell you something. We can have some real tense moments. She is a tough little gal. Don't let those little dimples fool you. She is strong. And sometimes we don't agree. But what we have agreed on is the absolute foundational truth in the Word of God, and we are one. And we're a family. That's why I can love a Catholic. That's why I can minister to and with people who are different. Because I want this love that covers, that never fails, that lifts us above those barriers and those walls that we've built between each other to stay apart. I don't know that I've shared a little sentence with you that really resonates with any greater importance than one I shared in the last couple of years. I've been sharing it with preachers everywhere I go. We don't know Him, Jesus, nearly as well as we should, because too often we refuse to know them. Them. I have been getting with different parts of the family of faith and different evangelical groups. You know, for me, a Baptist to walk so comfortably with the Pentecostals and the Charismatics, and for them to be so comfortable with me, you are looking at a miracle. A miracle. It causes the enemies of righteousness to tremble. And I'm going to tell you something. Evil and darkness and deception has recruited a tremendous number of good people for them to sign off on ending the lives of 53 million of the most innocent, helpless beings on this earth, the little child in the womb. How is it that we can be so indifferent? Germany could not believe what unfolded in front of them. How do we accept what's unfolding in front of us? Now the government and the first ones to resist are Catholics. The government says, you've got 1 year to violate your conscience to find acceptance with the new health care. You're going to have to offer abortion opportunity and financial support for those who want to take the life of a child in their womb. In other words, as much, oh, you've got a year. And as one Catholic priest started, they'll say, you mean we got a year to decide whether or not we're going to violate our conscience? Every Protestant ought to stand up and say enough of it. Because the same thing's going to happen as it's happened in Canada, where people are tried as a criminal for saying that certain practices are a sin according to the Bible. We're going to have to pierce the darkness. What are you doing on the road to Egypt? America? What are you doing turning away from God? One nation, under God, indivisible. The only way we're going to remain under God, even according to the laws, will be for us to come together as a city set on a hill, with differences, but on common ground to take a stand. Betty, I think this is the most important year in my 68 years on earth and 50 years in ministry as determining the direction of this nation and the security. And I'm gonna say it as emphatically as I possibly can. If we do not return to God and the shelter and shadow of the Almighty, all hell is going to break loose. The peace of God prevailing in our hearts, the love of God being released through us, coming together as people who understand right from wrong, good from evil, night from day. It's the only way we're going to turn our ship of state back on a correct course. You wrote some other things.
As I sit here listening to you, I think we need to be reminded of who God is. We've let ourselves be distracted about things or people and government to say they're going to take care of me. But we need to be reminded of who God is. And I wrote down a few things about my God. And I told James this morning, I said, you know, people serve other gods, they say. I would like to sit with someone like that and say, let me tell you about my God, and then I'll listen to you what you say your God does for you. Let me tell you what my God does for me first. My God is the creator of all things. My God is the great physician. My God can walk on water. My God is the King of kings and Lord of lords. My God can heal the brokenhearted. My God can raise the dead. My God gave his son that all might have eternal life. My God is the great deliverer. My God is the great comforter. My God is my shield. My God is my rear guard. My God is my protector. My God knows all things. My God is wisdom. We are God's prized possession. God is the giver of peace. He parted the sea. He turned the water into wine. He gave sight to the blind. He delivers us from evil. He calms the waters. He is the Most High God. In Revelation, he said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
Wow. And it is this God that Betty's talking about. That is to be our God, our personal God, with a personal relationship. He's the Father, the shelter, the shadow. He is the shepherd who will direct our steps personally, but also nationally. You know, this is a year when we make important choices politically. Election. More critically important, and don't play down the importance of making wise choices this year, the best possible choices. And sometimes the choices we make are not perfect. We're dealing with flawed people, but we have to look at the principles that are going to determine and guide their steps. Direction. And necessary correction nationally is the real issue. This is why God led, and this took about 3 years and about 18 months focusing on writing Indivisible, restoring faith, family, and freedom before it's too late. What does that really mean? What does it look like? How important is marriage, the family? How important is government? How is it supposed to function? This is the way out of the wilderness. This is what Betty and I are talking about. This is allowing our big God to be big in us. We want to show you the steps to literally return to a sound foundation and to a secure future in the shadow and shelter of the Almighty. We'll gladly send you the book if you will simply look right now with your heart, not just your eyes, and you can help us rescue precious girls and women just like the one you're about to see. We are their hope. Watch it.
My name is Anjali Ramya.
I want to start by thanking God because He has saved my life and has now brought me to a place of hope. But just a couple of years ago, I felt like I was just an object of abuse, and it was all my fault because everywhere I went, people would abuse me. I love my dad, but ever since I was born, he called me the child I never wanted. He would molest me and even offered me to his friends for sex so he could make money. Then, when I was 10 years old, I was forced to marry a much older man from the neighborhood. On the first night, I decided to run away. I took 60 rupees and found three older ladies who told me they would take me to see my grandmother. They took me to a strange building and told me I had to get dressed up to see my grandma. They put lipstick on me and combed my hair. Then another lady came in to the room and started to inspect me and touch me. She said I was her prized possession. One of the other young girls in the house told me what was happening. She explained that I had been sold to a brothel and the things I would have to do in there.
Close your eyes. There's nothing here. All alone.
I would scream and cry and say I didn't want to do that work. But the lady would beat me with a big stick. I still have the scars on my arm from her beatings. One girl that was in there with me had her throat slit. Another had her breasts cut off. After seeing all that torture, I was terrified I would get murdered too. So I did the work they forced me to do. I prayed that before more girls die in there, we can get them out, so they can have hope and a new life like me.
What an awful story, and yet to God be the glory. Others find hope like me. That hope came from someone like you. We are, as the family of God and as caring people, we are the hope for women like her, for girls, for children, who just as she was taken when she was so young, tragedy all the way up to the time that she was actually taken into bondage, sexual bondage. Would you please rescue and give someone hope like she found? Would you go to the phone or go online, lifetoday.org, and would you say, today, I'm going to rescue someone like her? Now, because of the wonderful missionaries that we work with, and by the way, they are the most special people you'll ever meet, but they've made it clear to me, they think those who help them are even more special. So would you be one of those special people who gives hope to someone who's trapped? We're asking you to dial the telephone number or go online, use your bank card like a check, and make the very largest gift you can, knowing this, it's going to be matched. Your gift will be matched because someone who has a burden for this work said, it's so important, I will match what your viewers give. We are asking God to give us the $128 necessary to rescue as many as possible. You make that gift, we rescue two. Some of you might say, you know, I could not give the $128, but I sure would like to rescue someone. $64, it's doubled immediately. I believe there's a level at which everyone can participate. Whatever you do is going to be doubled. And if you would, those of you who can, would you help us build a life center in Nepal where we can get these children and give them hope before they're captured and taken away out of their impoverished situation into total bondage? Would you enable us to do that? We're asking you to make a gift of $1,000 or more, which will be matched, and we'll be able to build the Life Center. Father, I pray everyone watching will right now be moved and moved to do something in Jesus' name. We're going to send to you, and I pray you're going to the phone, are headed right now to your laptop or your computer to make the gift. To say thank you, we're going to send you what we believe is a blessing to you, your family, and everyone you love. Indivisible, restoring faith, family, and freedom before it's too late, here in America, but also all over the world. These truths that we share will give you the common ground to effectively address our very legitimate common concerns. We're also going to send a beautiful necklace made by girls that our mission worker has given a job making beautiful, beautiful beads. And we're going to send these as an expression of thanks from these special girls. It actually gives them a place to work, a new life. And then remember the lion and the lamb bronze for those of you who will help us build that life center. Make the $1,000 gift or more if you can. Each gift you make is going to be matched. Thank you for making that call. Thank you so much for helping.
Human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. And we can also build the New Hope Life Center in Nepal, which will be a safe house for children for years to come. And now, a miracle opportunity of a $384,000 matching gift. With a cost of $128 to rescue a child, that means your gift of $128 will be matched to help rescue two children, and $64 will be matched to help rescue one more child. With your gift, please request Indivisible by James Robison and Jay Richards, a soul-stirring read for every Christian who desires to restore America to the values that formed our strong foundation, built on faith, family, and freedom. With your gift of $128, which today will help rescue two children, you will receive a unique and beautiful necklace, handcrafted by women who were survivors of human trafficking and slavery. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000, which will be matched to $2,000 for the New Hope Life Center. And you may request the beautiful bronze sculpture, The Lion and the Lamb. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Thank you so much for letting Betty and me share our heart. We really believe the heart of God, and I do want to send you the book Indivisible to say thanks. I would encourage you to get all of your friends, church leaders, and others to get a copy of the book in one of the bookstores or online, and encourage everyone in your church or your group or where you work to read the book, because it is truth that will set us free. This is how we'll rebuild the hedge and restore the foundation. And this is what God has led us to give to you in order for us to have the future hope that we all desire. Thanks so much for your help. Thanks for watching Life Today.
Tomorrow, Lisa Osteen Comas, the sister of Pastor Joel Osteen, shares the story of surviving a mail bomb explosion. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.